Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly. Right? Oh, Ocean Chinook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlin. Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest. Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin back. Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
I told you to take the week off last week.
I know you did. You did. You're like, I got it covered. I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah, you know, and traffic and weather and what have you. Speaking of weather, nice that we're inside.
Yeah, it is.
I'm about done with this stuff,
I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. It's going to be a little nicer.
Supposed to finally get a break, start seeing some decent weather. I want to welcome everybody to the show here. So glad you could join us. If it's your first time jumping on board, especially if you're watching us for the first time here on Root Sports, take some time, jump on over to our webpage, www.fishonnw.com. There you're going to find a lot of insightful information, a lot of our video content, and all our social media platforms, not to mention a couple coupon codes you need to take advantage of. Edge Rods, FHN20 at checkout. You're going to save 20% on all Edge Rods all the time, not previously already attached to another reduced pricing or special. Then, of course, Phelps Game Calls, Fish Hunt NW10. All Phelps Game Calls, 10% off throughout the rest of the season. Turkey season right around the corner.
Yes.
Should be practicing on those gobblers and those scrapes. And those
and elk season's only 5 months away.
And elk just season's only 5 months away.
A friendly reminder.
We got tons of info to get to tonight, so we're just going to jump right to it. First and foremost, don't forget, it's almost you got to renew your fishing license, Tommy.
That's right.
March 31st is almost here.
It is. It is. And if you're going to plan on, you know, fishing on the first Monday,
April,
you got to go get a new license, so don't forget.
Yeah, and you know what? Check out the multiple packages. You are going to save some money. The Get Outdoor package, annual Fish Washington license, or the annual combination license, you will definitely save a decent amount of money in those collective packages versus spending the year choosing and picking as you go along.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, so the other thing, too, is by close of business Sunday, if you are going to put in for your multi-season tags for either deer or elk, you got to do it by Sunday at the end of the day.
Yep. Okay? March 31st,
do not forget.
Right?
Yep. And I'm watching Idaho closely, man. They've got House Bill 587 in committee.
Yeah.
They are looking at going to a draw system for all their non-resident tags.
That would make it.
And so I'm kind of saving my elk points on the multi-season side.
On the multi-season,
if I don't get my Idaho tag.
Yep. Make sure you put in for your multi-season. You got till end of Sunday to get that in. And then, you know, we sit back and wait for the draw. So
that's right.
Stuff to look forward to. All right. Running down the show as we get into it for this evening here. Epic day of steelhead fishing up north on the Sauk and Skagit. Full recap and why this fishery is such a special place. Part one of our recent trip out of Area 10, Area 10 Blackmouth Fishing with buddies Matt Messing and, of course, Scott Cole. Then we're going to bring you part two, Puget Sound Blackmouth, using all Brad's cup plugs and original skinnies that day, Tommy. You'll understand why we did it and why we use them. Then we're welcoming back to the show, it's been a bit, Bill Monroe Jr., Bill Monroe Outdoors, here to talk Columbia Springs Chinook and how the season's been so far starting off. Part two with Bill, we're going to jump into more springers by the numbers, and it's still early. Will we see an extension? Also, Tommy, we'll need to take a break in that segment and draw our winners for the Springer trip to join us Monday, April 1st, on the Columbia for some spring Chinook fishing. Then we'll bring you part three of the Puget Sound Blackmouth, why this fishery is so enjoyable, and I think you're going to see why. We'll close out the show with some performance numbers relative to Blackmouth and why we ended up where we did and why it's already closed.
That's right.
Pretty compelling data, to say the least. You and I were kind of going over it at the beginning of the before we started the show, and boy, we did pretty well as a recreational fleet.
We did. It's as good as it gets, man. We performed well.
And I think we hit it just right there in March. That March opener is very conducive to us getting the fish we wanted to target and staying off the sublegals.
Without hitting the sublegals.
For sure. So, all right, jumping out for a quick break. When we come back, a little steelhead discussion of our recent trip here the last couple of days and how we did up north on that catch and release opportunity. After the break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England, Tommy Donlin. So I was able to escape away for a couple of days, head up north and jump in on some of that amazing steelhead opportunity. Joined in with Bill Herzog and for day one. Our plans were to go up Sunday afternoon, and we kind of got an invite to go up there and meet with a buddy. And we left. I got up at 4:30 and headed up. About the time I hit Seattle, I got a phone call like, hey, man, I screwed up on my schedule.
Uh-oh.
So Bill and I were kind of like, well, I guess we bank fish today. No big deal. We're here. Let's go fishing.
Right. I mean, so he guided up there for 11 years.
He did.
Did he put you guys on some hot spots?
Yeah. So his old haunts, you know, we kind of went around. And let me tell you, those rivers are busy. There are tons of folks there. It was a Sunday. Okay. Beautiful day. It was like a 60-something degree day, full sun. And that area around there is just teeming with folks that want to catch and wrestle with these steelhead on the bank, small rafts, boats, drift boats everywhere, parking lots plugged. It's busy. And but we hiked into a few places, and sure enough, he was my guide for the day. He guided me into a fish.
Right on.
Yeah, it was pretty legit. We walked into a spot, and he said, hey, did you look up over on that upper slot over there? And I said, from where I was standing, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. It was quite a ways up there. Yeah. I was like, no, he goes, walk up there and check it out. Like, okay. So I cross this little creek, get up in there, I stand up to this rock, I look up there, I'm like, oh yeah. Throw my stick lid way up river because the water's just raging. It's moving.
Okay.
Drops in this deep channel right near slot close to me inside the current. And that stick lid drops down in there. Right as the rod gets out in front of me, the rod just loads up and buries and goes peeling down river. Now I'm chasing this fish and I got to cross that creek. Well, the rocks are extremely slick. No longer do I have felt boots. I got a rubber sole.
Okay.
Down goes Frazier.
Oh, no.
Posted my arm into the water, popped back up, didn't lose a fish, got around to the gravel bar, got that nice 8 to 10 pound nice buck.
Now, what did you get that fish on?
Yeah, drift fish in the Okie Drifter, man.
All right.
Okie Drifter. I've come to really appreciate what Joe's put into the liquid fire color.
Uh-huh.
It's got a tremendous amount of UV.
Okay.
And up there, big water. So I went in there with a game plan of a full roll of number fours, all leadered up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I fished exclusively size four, number four, because it's a great size presentation. Water's gin clear, but it didn't matter. Big water, moving water, want a bigger profile. I'm drift fishing that Okie. I've painted it with that champagne toast nail polish to give it that pearl kind of cover on it. but that UV still pops through on that champagne nail polish. It's pretty impressive.
Perfect.
And I threw that in that slot, and sure enough, one cast, one fish, one fall, one fish, right?
Right.
And on that first day, so a successful day on the bank, got some great pictures of that fish. And the stick lead in drift fishing, it takes you back to the days where we drift fished all the time. It's all mm-hmm. we did. Mm-hmm. Left the bobbers at home, man, just dunking lead in the fast water, getting it down early to allow you to, efficiently fish the drift. Because if you're throwing bobbers out there on that faster water, it takes a while.
Swept away.
Yeah, your presentation meanders on through. By the time your lead's finally on bottom, you're more than halfway through the drift.
Sure.
You're not going to find
the
fish, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So you had a couple pros with it. So you had a Herzog. And you also had our buddy Mike Ainsworth with you as well, I believe, right?
Day two, we had planned to team up with Mike. That's kind of his old backyard from days back. He's still guiding up there some days, And he said, hey, man, let's take advantage of this and get up here and fish and film. Now, the weather was kind of iffy. It's like it was supposed to really kind of rain pretty good that day. We had some heavy showers and stuff, but all in all, had a great day. Floated with Mike about 12 miles or so. Captured a lot of it on video. I think next week I hope to get this out for the folks, but tied into some real nice fish. Herzog and I exclusively drift fished the entire day, stick leads and Okie drifters. And he tossed a spoon from time to time, but I think I picked up the bobber rod a couple times in some slower water. I was bobber dogging a worm, 4-inch profile for that real clear water, trying to see if anything would come after that. But there's a lot of people bobber dogging. So Bill and I were like, there's a lot of boats racing down early too.
Right.
So we're slowing it down, batting cleanup, taking our time, fishing the slots and the holes and the boulder gardens and everything thoroughly.
Yeah.
Dropping that lead in there. And, he makes a 10-inch stick lead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yep. I'm running normally the 6-inch in some areas where the water's moving pretty fast and you think there's no fish in there. Them big fish like the nose up in that heavy water.
Sure.
And if you're going to get down on them, that 10-inch stick lead, it weighs 0.6, which is about 18 to 20 grams.
Okay.
And you can throw that thing way upriver in the shallow, fast water, and it's going to get pushed down. By the time it sinks into that slot where those fish are going to be, your presentation is down. You're feeling that tick on the bottom and you're drift fishing. And, I coupled all that. I fished that Silver Whittle 1143, 11-foot 4-inch, 6-15 steelhead rod all day.
Yeah.
And that first fish I got was all of 18 pounds.
That's awesome. I love to analyze the gear, by the way. So like you talking stick leads, I mean, I use pipe jigs for weights because they don't get stuck in the rod.
Yeah, they don't get hung up.
Fishing for halibut and lingcod.
Yep.
And I love analyzing that bead hook and the curvature of that bead hook from Gamakatsu. That's completely different.
That thing is money. I have pinned 5 or 6 fish on it now. If I got a hook into them, they haven't come off.
That's
I had
awesome.
One fish that grabbed as I'm dropping in the slot. It grabbed. It took off on a rail, came out of the water. My presentation flew out of its mouth. Never, I don't consider that a successful hookup. Never got a hook into it. But for the fish that I have hooked, and I'm running a 2-aught, Tommy, on the number 4 Robleye Okie, a 2-aught bead hook because of the wide gap and how light it is. It doesn't weigh down your presentation.
It's super thin.
But it's strong.
It's
not brittle.
Yep.
And it penetrates really well with that slick coating.
Yeah.
And I have literally pinned 6 good hot steelhead on that hook and landed every one.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty successful. But man, it was fantastic. Bill called me last night and says, hey, we got to get back up there. So we're trying to plan a trip here. Me, Jordan, and Bill, hopefully we get back up there next week. We got about 2 weeks left to get in on that. And the weather looks like it's going to change and flip here. We could have some ideal conditions. So really a great time. Had a lot of fun up there. And thank you, Mike Ainsworth, for taking time to get us out. All right, going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, parts 1 and 2 of our fishing from last week. Area 10 Blackmouth, why we do it. You're going to find out. It's a heck of a lot of fun. Stick around through the break. Blackmouth fishing coming up after the break right here, Fishing Northwest.
Hey, guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Pro-Cure, Short Bus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
Welcome back here in studio to New England Tommy Donlin. And enjoying that blackmouth fishing?
I love it, man. That weather doesn't get any better for blackmouth.
It was amazing and very little to no wind. So it was just, you know, a very enjoyable morning. And we were just constantly, we don't have enough time to put them all on the show. It's just ridiculous. And just so many of them in that 21 to 22, just right in there. And you're just unhooking and letting them go and, you know, and hoping for a bigger fish. But we can see why that fishery's closed.
Right.
Lots of activity, lots of fish. So let's switch gears. We're going to talk Chinook fishing, but we're going to talk a little spring Chinook fishing with none other than longtime good buddy Bill Monroe Jr., Bill Monroe Outdoors, jumping on with us this evening. Although he's busy chasing springers, Tommy, he's finding time to hang out. How you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Nice to see you and appreciate you taking some time. So let's back it up for a second. Spring Chinook this season. Do you remember what the forecast was? And remind me again, how does that compare, say, with the 10-year average?
Oh, boy. Well, that's kind of a tough one. This year's springer forecast to the mouth overall, it's actually down. We are well below the 5 and the 10-year average, actually, for this year's numbers. The good news here for the spring Chinook for 2024, and I think I've been talking about it more and more as we go on here, and it's coming true yet again, is run timing. And we're trending pretty late. And actually, we're trending pretty late on multiple years now, enough to the point where we are pretty, like, we're looking at, you know, a spring Chinook fishery on the Columbia River that just doesn't have, it's tough to say, but it doesn't have meaningful opportunity quite yet for the early part of the season. It's really hard when you have, you know, the forecast that's, you know, overall around that 150,000 number, which is really low. That's actually not ideal.
Sure.
That's really low. But then it's hard to you know, have this early March and the first week of April, well, with fisheries trending later and later. We're not sure why that's happening. You know, the departments are working on it. I can't even fathom the amount of work that they're doing when they had these fisheries that are trending like this. Their job is incrementally harder and harder. And I talk about it, and there's some things we should fix, like sea lions.
No, yeah.
But when you start looking at, like,
don't go down that road, we'll never get
there. I don't want to go there. It's such a mess.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit, Bill, about
when we got numbers, it's tough.
Let's talk about water conditions for a second here. So, you know, and I'm curious as to how these water conditions play into that whole run timing equation. We really didn't get a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So we don't have this huge melt off. What are you seeing in terms of temperature, turbidity? Is it all falling in line?
So check this out. This year, last year, I'll go back to 2023 for spring, early spring fishery. I mean, we started fishing in 39-degree water last year.
Yeah.
That was not cool. And smelt, there was more smelt than we ever knew what to do with last year, and probably not enough dipping sessions. But this year, we've got lower turbidity. Water's pretty clean overall when you look at the Willamette, and that's the Willamette Valley dumping into the Columbia. But water temperatures are very high. They're right around 47.
Oh, okay.
And when you're looking at a herring fishery, which is what we're doing, flashers and herring for the spring, we are in prime condition territory for a flasher and herring opportunity. Now, there's not enough fish quite yet.
Sure.
That's the problem.
Gotcha.
The pilot run did come through. And if you not familiar with the pilot runs, we talk about, like, this wad of fish that poke their head into the Columbia and they go up and into the Willamette or into the Cowlitz or all the way up and cross Bonneville just to mess around. And those fish showed themselves last weekend. It was a pretty good little decent showing. People caught fish. Things were looking really good. And now we're in a lull.
Yeah.
The catches are just tanked. Nothing's really happening. Even down low below where I'm fishing, Nothing's going on.
Yeah, it's been, this is all of a sudden turn and it's pretty slow. Look today, we got 46 fish over Bonneville Dam. So that's definitely not a stampede. Tell you what, we're going to jump out for a quick break. We got to talk a little bit about north of Falcon and a few numbers that you're pulling together there. Yep. So don't go anywhere. Jump out for a quick break. We'll be back more with Bill Moreau Jr. right here at Fishing Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously, have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat and, you know, big part of my success.
All right, welcome back here in studio to New England, Tommy Dolan. And yes, remaining on the line here with us, Bill Moreau Jr., Bill Moreau Outdoors. Got a few minutes, Bill. Let's real quickly break down any standouts and things that get you excited about what's coming out of north of Falcon.
Cool. Well, here's the big thing. This is the one I'm most excited about. We are changing the way that the Thule matrix is now looked at differently. NOAA and NMFS fishery, National Marine Fisheries,
right,
services, that's the feds we call them, they changed the way that we're allowed to look at lower river Thule matrix numbers, and that's the overall percentages and ERs that we get to hit in order to predict Thules. And it's actually a really good thing. It's going to help in the future. We've got a really good outlook for this year. Potential is there on north of Falcon to have no hard stops in the buoy 10 zone, which is great because last year there were two separate stops. So that's a great thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. By them doing that, it actually bodes better for opportunity. And, you know, it's aggregated out. So we're not just, everything's not all lumped
together. 100%.
Big mess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Bill, there's always discussion about extensions. I mean, with the run, the way that it's lining up, what do you think the probability is of getting that extension past that first week of April?
That's a really good question right now, especially with it being March 28th. Mm-hmm. So we've only got 7 days left of real, like, fishing for spring Chinook, and it's probably going to stay slow. The problem is that we have such a low forecast that getting an extension on a low forecasted season is going to be very difficult, but they already set a quota. And once the quota is set, we look at the already creel numbers. And if we can find a way to fish for 4 days and they can go like crunch numbers, then maybe we can get back on the water. You know how,
right.
The potential's there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, good. I mean, as you've alluded to, I mean, slow start and a little dip here. We'll see. I mean, you know, first week of April into that opportunity, that first week of April, this year it's to the 5th. It's go time. And if we're going to have success, that's our window of opportunity.
That's it.
Credit, as you pointed out, conditions are prime. So don't be afraid
to grab
triangle flasher in your herring and go catch a springer.
That's right. And it's still going to be out there. Don't get me wrong.
Right. Yeah, and the weather's going to turn this week. It's going to be pretty nice. So
that's right.
All right, buddy. Well, we never have enough time with you. You always have way too much info to share, and we're gonna do our draw right now and pick our Springer winners to jump out on the boat with us this next week. Might see you down there Monday or Tuesday.
All right, boys. It's really good to talk to you.
Always, buddy.
All right.
Bill Moreau Jr., Bill Moreau Outdoors. Look him up, Bill Moreau Outdoors, and book a trip with him. Check him out on social media platforms or at his webpage as well. All right, Tommy, because we knew we'd be crammed for time, I had you reaching the old head here, pulled out the three tickets at the break, and I wrote them down here. Okay, the three of you are three of you. We advertised four, but we've invited Bill Herzog to join us on Monday, April 1st. Going to be fishing with Josh Carlton, Northwest Drifters Guided Sport Fishing, Northwest Drifters Guided Sport Fishing. That's a mouthful. Fishing with Josh on the Columbia. We will tell you exactly where and what time to meet and all that through messaging here through the weekend. Looking forward to a great opportunity to get on the water with Josh. So we're extending the invite to three folks. Yes, we're going to have Jordan there. We're going to be filming, creating content for the show. So you got to be good with getting on camera and, you know, being part of the show as we create it. April 1st, this is going to be an absolute disaster, but we're looking forward to it. I can't wait. So especially with Herzog on board, you never know what's going to happen. So the three of you that we pulled out of the hat here at the break, Brandon Tapp, Chris Ching, and Corey Cassander, is it Cassander? Guild. You know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, do you really? Yeah, I don't know him. Yeah, never met him. I've met Chris Ching once. Brandon Tapp, Chris Ching, Corey Cassander, Guild. So you three gentlemen are joining us April 1st for some spring Chinook fishing. More info to come on that through Messenger, and we'll hit you up. Go ahead and message us up tonight. We'll get those conversations started. Jumping out for a quick break, we come back. Part three, the final installment of our Blackmouth Fishing Area 10 with Scott Call and, of course, the Viking, Matt Messing. After the break, right here at Fish in the Northwest.
A Northwest favorite for almost 40 years, Arima boats are manufactured with pride in Bremerton, Washington. All Arima boats are built without any structural wood materials. That is why Arima boats are backed with a lifetime warranty. Arima can offer every boat with Honda outboard packages so that you can take advantage of the reliability and 5-year top-to-prop warranty from your Honda outboard. Call or stop by Arima Boats today and let them help you get into your very next boat.
Just putting this out, actually. I'm like, boy, I think this thing got bit.
On the drop.
I'm like, put it in the rod holder. Dwayne goes and put it in the rod holder.
It had popped it out of the clip. Like, took it right out of the clip. I guess we got a fish on there. That's pretty funny. Scott wasn't kidding. He actually felt, put it in the rod holder. You literally handed it to me and that fish ripped it out of the clip.
I was afraid I was going to get in trouble by Matt.
I know. He's yelling.
Put it in the rod holder.
The Viking's on point today. Good. We just swapped out to Twisted Sister. Just
be skinny. This one's a Twisted Sister skinny.
Yeah. Just thought, well, let's just try color change. And apparently they like it. It didn't take long. This might be the biggest fish of the day. So thanks for giving me the rod back, Scott. One of the stronger fish yet, I think. This one's actually peeling a little line here. Jeez.
So one of the things we do here is we've been switching up colors. Mountain Rose has been working, and you know, we know that color's been working. You got quite a few fish. But how do you know if something else might be working better if you're not trying it?
Yeah.
We got bit a lot, but you know, honestly, this one just right on putting it out, we switched over to the Twisted Sister and got bit right on putting it out. So don't be afraid to change things up, and that's why you'll see we have quite a few baits rigged here. We've got three or four, five baits rigged right here, ready to go with tuna. So as soon as we get bit, we bring it in. If it's too short, we unclip that, put a new bait on, and you're right back fishing again. So super efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Have all these rigged and ready to go, you're right back into the game. You got somebody new on the boat, you show them how to use a dual lock, you say, every time I reel this in, I want you to unclip the dual lock.
See what we got here. That's a good fish. That's keeper. If it's not wild, it's hatchery. There we go. Little bigger fish. Dude, that was an instant takedown on a color change too. I mean, like right now. So, watch that hook.
Camera, you got both hooks in there.
Need a plier. Them hooks are getting in there.
Boom. Got bit right away. And Dwayne.
Yeah.
Got himself.
That's probably a 24-inch fish. Throw it on the old deal here just to make sure, but it's got to be. It's the biggest fish all day. It's 24 on the nose. There we go. I like it.
The biggest fish today.
It is. That's a nice fish. Yeah, well, credit to you on the lures, man. I mean, so there you go. Puget Sound Blackmouth. That's why we're out here. Get to go after these until, like we talked about earlier, April 15th. And seems to be enough of them out here. So, yeah, right on. All right, threw a little tuna. And the original skinny.
Scott, this is one of your new colors, buddy.
It is. Yeah. It's called Mountain Rose.
It's done very well.
Rose named after.
Well, my mother, your grandmother, right? So.
Pick a rose.
But yeah, original Mountain.
Look on that color pattern.
That's right. Original Mountain Dew, and then we frosted the tips with the pink rose. And man, I tell you what, with the glow underneath, should be running these out here in Puget Sound because they do work. Columbia River, Puget Sound, Lower Columbia, Upper Columbia. I mean, it all works, so. Once again, pretty doggone productive morning.
From the Celets to the Sound in 1 week.
Boy, it's been a road trip for sure. Weather couldn't have not been better compared to what we had started the week down there in Oregon. But this is, Scott, I'm so glad you're able to come up and jump on with Matt and I because, you know, for us at least, a typical morning, Puget Sound, Area 10.
I haven't seen Blackmouth in so long.
Yeah, we had you up here last summer for resident co-host.
Yes.
And so they're not the ocean migratory large Chinook that we love to go after, but this blackmouth fishery is a lot of fun.
Oh, how did they fight? I mean, even
for their size, right?
Short ones.
Yeah. And so lots of hookups today, handful of 21 inchers, handful of wild fish. Our biggest fish, of course, are always wild. Yeah, Matt had a dandy there. So, but very busy morning, continuous. And to your credit, we fish nothing but your Evolution flashers, your cup plugs, and your original skinnies.
Yeah. So you were out here, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you're fishing some herring. And I said, hey, let's just try. Yeah. Let's just try this. All in. I think we had one mistake all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were pinning them, bringing them in, hardly lost the fish. Last week when Matt and I were out here for a better part of the morning, it was spoons, some herring, and we did roll some cut plugs, and they all caught fish.
Yep.
But today it was exclusively all brads. And it just proves to you, I mean, that Mountain Rose combination out here in Puget Sound, all the way down to 160 feet, and it's just whacking and stacking. So that color produced all day, Twisted Sister. Morning time with Netzel with the glow.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
No, you can't. And the other thing is just the flashers with the releases, right? Today,
yep.
I mean, literally we lost one fish and hooked. Mm-hmm. We were well into the double digits.
For sure. Yep.
The releases work. The flashers work. We fish these all day. It was a great day. And I just can't thank you and Matt enough. Man,
well,
this was a fantastic day.
We've been running your gear up here. You've had years of success in the Columbia on all different fisheries. We've had success. Sockeye. You know, Chinook. Matt and I have been trying to run these up here in Puget Sound, proving the fact to people, and it's starting to catch hold. Showing it on the show, showing how to rig in the bait labs, getting you out of show in the field how to rig. People are starting to catch on and take advantage of these things. And as we were talking on the trip in, you know, fishing bait is great, but with these, you know you're fishing.
Plug and play.
Right? A short bite. The thing you're going to want to check is your flasher. Did your flasher disengage? You have to bring it up, check the flasher. But if you think you're still fishing, you know, give it a minute, wait till to see if they come back. And they're always fishing. Stuff them with the tuna. You know, we got the tuna combination that we mix in there, and it just flat out works. So we got to get on the road to home. So gonna bounce out of here, jump out for a quick break, and then we'll be back in studio right after this.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio as we wind it down, my friend. Good day of blackmouth fishing, no doubt.
Yeah, it's then its season was phenomenal, right?
Yeah. And it's probably why we're closed down. We got some numbers here that they put out in the press release. So Marine Area 10, the winter Chinook fishery reached 145% of the total encounters of 7,176 fish of an allocation that was given to us of 4,953.
Right, and the 4,953 was the hatchery fish that we were allowed to go after and fish on.
And we ended up keeping 7,176. So they're saying we caught 145% of our recognized quota or take. We encountered 100% of our sublegal encounters going one fish over in that time frame. And our unmarked encounters, in other words, wild fish that we released, we hit in excess of 125%, 1,189 fish with an allocation of 953. So we went a little over on that.
Yeah. You know, and this is like the best performance we've seen on this fishery in a while.
Correct.
And a lot of that is credit to, you know, being allowed to move that to March, right? Instead of having a January or even a February opener. We didn't go over on our sublegal encounter. That's huge. When you look at the numbers, we were going into the last 4 days, right? The final innings of this fishery.
Yep.
We were only at 87%.
Correct.
And then we blew it out of the water the last four days. And if you look at that, how many fish were caught in those last 4 days, it averages out to 717 fish a day.
Per day on those 4 days.
That's right.
We had an extremely high participation rate. The weather wasn't exactly conducive. We had 14 days of opportunity with the 4 days of fishing, 3 days off. We entered into it on the first 2 days and hit a Sunday. So then we were closed down for 3 days. So the first couple days, bumpy weather. The following week, we had a couple days that weren't real great. So for the days that actually maybe 8 or 9 of those 14 days where the weather was conducive, the wind wasn't like a disaster, the fishing was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Phenomenal.
And I like the fact that what got us off the water is we exceeded, not that we're trying to exceed, but we hit the margins on the retainable hatchery fish.
That's right.
We didn't get pushed off the water after 8 days of fishing because of sublegal encounters.
Which is usually the case.
Right. So well done, DFW. I think you're finding where this fishery needs to be. Had a great time. Enjoyed everybody tuning in here and messaging on the show. Look forward to bringing you more content next week. So have a great week. Have a great weekend. Get up and get something done. We'll see you next time right here. Fish on North West.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on North West weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.